When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Marquise is on Long Island. What's up, Marquise?
What's up? I agree with you, BT. I think Aaron Rodgers is done as far as being a football player. Watching him play, like you watch other guys, you either have to be mobile in this league or kind of like Joe Burrow or Herbert, where you stand in the pocket, you get blown up, but you make the pass. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is doing either one of those. Mm-hmm. What I do think is still sharp is his mind, which why I think he would be the perfect guy to take over as head coach next year and develop a new quarterback.
No. You know, was that, please, were you kidding around with that, Marquise?
I don't know. I think he might have been serious, but they do hire now players basically fresh off the field to be head coaches without experience.
Yeah.
But no, for two things. Number one, Rodgers doesn't have any interest in that.
No, he's not putting in those hours to be a head coach.
Rodgers is not going out like that. Hoff, you wanted to end here?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would almost put him as maybe he wants to be the GM, too.
Yeah, well, but he has been that. So, see, here's the problem. Rodgers has been the GM and head coach the last couple of years. Hasn't worked out. I want him to just be the quarterback and let somebody else be the general manager and head coach.
Boy, it's going to be fascinating, BT, to see how this thing plays out here. Another long off season, because it basically starts before Thanksgiving.
Yes. With
the Jets. We're not looking forward to, and Evan can say whatever he wants. I talked to Evan a little bit off the air yesterday, and then he said it on the air. Jets aren't mathematically done.
I saw that.
Dude, come on.
I'm not even saying that.
Exactly.
I gave up. Kinda.
Come on. How delusional can you be? And then he's like, well, how about the Mets? You know, and they were 11 back. Yeah, okay. And he's like, because I'm like, I'm not even watching the Jet game on Sunday. I told you I'm going to be on.
I'll be watching.
Well, you have to watch it doing the podcast after. You could fill me in. I'm going to be on the air from 12 to 3.
Why are you doing a show Sunday?
And because I want to entertain the people. I think New York deserves to be entertained from Sunday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Well, I'll be on from 12 to 3. Mm-hmm. I know that Giants and Jets sure as hell aren't doing it. So why not me give it a try? We'll be doing some baseball, of course, but either way, the point is, the Jets game to me couldn't be less relevant. There's nothing to watch in that game, nothing. You want to tell me they're going to the kid from Florida State? Different story.
Uh-huh.
There's no point to watch, and even then, it's like, Jets-Colts? You couldn't have a worse matchup. So what? What if the Jets win this game? Big deal. Then what? Are we going to talk about them on Monday?
I'm looking at the standings for the first time. Yeah. In a couple days since that last game. They dropped the spot, so they're now 11th. I'll just play the game for 30 seconds. Evan is an analytically, it's emotionally driven too, but I'm sure he's looked at the standings and he's done all this like I was doing up until today.
Until they're mathematically done, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, all right, so they're 3-7. We know that. They're 11, blah, blah, blah. All right, so now some of the games, And I do think that they're going to beat the Colts. That's what sucks.
Okay. All right. So what? And then get you 4-7?
Well, it'll get you 4-7. Now, other games that matter.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is the Dolphins, who won last week, are playing the Raiders, so the Dolphins will win again. And now the Dolphins jumped in front of you last week because the Jets lost. So that's one game.
The Dolphins are the key to the equation here because when we were doing the math saying that if the Jets beat the Cardinals, there's a path here. It was also factoring that those games against Miami are winnable. They're not beating the Dolphins are better. Assuming health with Tua, the Dolphins are far better.
Miami, the Jets?
Yeah, Miami's looking at the Jets saying, hey, you know what? We can get to the postseason because we still got two games with the crappy Jets left.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we look at it from our side. Their side of the coin is probably a little bit more optimistic.
Home against the Colts?
They're going to win this game.
Home against the Seahawks? Are you going to that game, by the way?
Yeah, I have plans to go.
I know you said you're going to take Colts. Good luck with that,
Brian. I don't know, man. I didn't tell him we're definitely going, so. I actually haven't physically gotten the tickets. It's something that I can do. I already threw the line in the water, whatever. Do I think that they'll beat Seattle? You probably will.
At Miami.
Jeez. All right, so let's give them the record. Now, that brings us to 5-7.
Yes, before Miami.
Loss.
Yeah, and then that's probably
Just keep going. 5-8.
At Jacksonville. You got to win that
They'll
game.
Probably lose that game now.
At Jacksonville?
They stink.
Yeah. Well, the Jets, yes,
that's
I know
what
that.
I mean. The Jets stink.
Jacksonville may stink worse.
Do they?
All right, so give them the win. Up?
6-8. Go ahead.
Home against the Rams.
Rams are tricky, and I thought they were going to trade some guys. Remember that before the deadline?
Come on, though. You could. I mean, you know.
They can beat.
You're going to beat the Seahawks and the Colts.
I'm not playing the game. Loss. I'm going loss here.
I wanted to get you one more win.
I know what you wanted. I will give it to you.
At Buffalo.
Loss.
And then home against Miami. Like, they're not beating Miami twice anyway.
I know.
Come on.
I'm not saying I agree with what Evan said. It's over.
I can't imagine.
Party's over.
I can't imagine any sane Jet fan. And I get it, like, as sports fans, we're not sane individuals. We aren't. But any sane Jet fan sitting there saying, you know what? Honey, I'm going to give it a go again. Let's get the food ready. Let's go. I'm into Jets Colts.
Yep.
Sunday at 1. Why do it to yourself? It's over.
Well, especially the way they looked in Arizona. They scored 6 points, dude. Now, if they would have won that game, I laid out the map. If this happens, which, by the way, did favorably for the Jets, basically everybody that we wanted to lose lost, and they couldn't deliver. So because they couldn't deliver and they absorbed loss number 7 before November 15th, win 3-4 games in a row, wake me up. Maybe I'll be in. Now, I'll be doing the pod. I'll be watching the games, but playoffs? Stop.
Playoffs? All right, thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Macaulay Culkin for stopping by as well. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.